You set foot in the wrong cabin, wanderer. Am I not who you expected? Oh, I see. So, even death didn't want nothing to do with ye. He that will not sail till all dangers are over must never put to sea. You're a tough one, lad. Come in here on this boat. My boat. Well, a man is never lost at sea. This what you came for, ain't it? The cabin tales. Death wished to open your eyes, I do not believe it did. Prove me wrong. The sea hates a coward. Fight or flee. Our 11th tale, Graveyard Diner.
It's cold tonight. Colder than usual. I'm sitting in a bus going God knows where. My heart is racing, pumping so fast it's hard to keep track. I shouldn't have taken those pills. I look at the bottle labeled Happy Pills, but it's really just DMT. Everything's moving. God, how many did I fucking take? My heart races faster, anxiety rushes through my body like water paint on a blank canvas. Almost as if the world knew what I was doing. I need to stop. Stay focused. God damn it. What the fuck is wrong with me?
Hello?
Holy shit. I just need air.
You okay there, young man?
What?
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 No. What?
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 Okay.
Why?
Good night. Thank you.
You sure this is your stop?
I'm sorry. Who are you?
Just... never seen you around here.
Listen, I'm all right. Thank you. Now, please, good night.
Good luck.
Look. I really don't need any of that shit. Huh? Well, it's gone. It's... my head is clouded. Confused. But at least my heart slowed down. I walk in this unknown direction, thinking and hoping I'll stumble upon something. Anything to get my mind off. I'm just relieved I'm not on this bus anymore. Drugs and motion sickness don't go well together.
Wait. What did I just do? Where the fuck am I?
I start to panic. My heart gets back up to speed. I look around for a sign of a person or car. Then my eyes reach a glow in the distance. I hastily approach the glow. I stepped closer and closer until the glow defined itself for me. It was a glowing sign with the words Charlie's Family Diner plastered on it. I make my way toward the diner, walking through its small parking lot. I approach the door and open it. I entered the diner. Black and white tiled floors, posters from many different decades, and a music box fill the diner. This was a retro-style diner for those who adored the older times in life. I looked around and there were people everywhere. Still, cold, quiet. Before I could comprehend it, every single person in the diner turned their heads toward me. My heart started racing again. Their eyes were dull and soulless, and their skin was pale. Lifeless fucking corpses. My heart grows rapidly. My emotions are beginning to swirl out of control, and I choke on the words I wanted to say, so instead I continue to walk until I see an empty table. The rubber casing on the seat was torn and replaced by overgrown grass and thorns. This place has been abandoned. But if it was abandoned, why are there people? Where am I? What is this? I turn my head and look outside the window. What the fuck? No trees. No road. Nothing but black. Like I sit in a forgotten place in this world. A woman with a blank face comes to my table and lays a pitcher next to me. She walks away and I look into the pitcher, filled with clear water. I touch it with my finger.
What the fuck?
The water crumbles and a swarming amount of bugs fill the pitcher. I stand up, breathing heavily, on the verge of a panic attack. When I jolt my head back up, no one is there. They have all completely disappeared. Hello? Hello? I walk towards the noise. The door to the kitchen opens abruptly. Nobody is here. Nothing except a tall steel pot on the stovetop. It's boiling something. I approach it and see a dark stock. No clue as to what is in there, nor do I want to know. I open the back door of the kitchen that leads outside. I see nothing. Just like the windows, there's nothing out there anymore. Just a void. I stick my hand out and feel nothing but the cold.
Noise! The pot from earlier! It's moving!
Something's forming. The dark stock is becoming one! A figure!
Stop! Stop! What? God! Get away! Get away, you fucking thing! No! No! Stop! Stop!
Picks up my head.
No.
It puts it in its mouth. I can't fight anymore. I can't move. The figure is gone as well. The whispers too. And I hear the crowd move. Thorns. The ones that overtook the diner. The thorns that covered the rubber seat are now growing over my body and piercing through me. Taking over my body like the puppet I am. The pain is now gone. No voices are in my head anymore. And at last, silence.
Holy shit! Go! Call 911! What are you waiting for? The kid's fucking OD'ing!
Oh my god, we should have known. He freaked out when I gave him the water pitcher and...
Not now! Come on, do something!
Yes, 911.
It's alright, boy.
Calling from Charlie's Diner on the 54. One of our clients is convulsing. We don't know...
He's dead.
What? Hold on a second.
He's dead.
What?
Oh, find some spirit in you, eh? The old geezer deserved it, and you knows it. Poseidon's trident guides the waves and takes the weak. What? Are you expecting some sort of bell? I'm done. Get off my boat. Death, me old friend.